Welcome to The Lay Disciple, a ministry of Truth Seekers Fellowship. Lay teacher Tom Murray continues our study about angels. Today we'll learn about demonism and how Satan can establish a beachhead, even in the life of preachers or missionaries. Get your Bible now if you have it near, and join us for the next 13 minutes as we study with Tom.
Well, I welcome you back to our study, and I know we're in a pretty heavy part of our study of demonism. And I wanted you to be very clear that when we talk about demon possession, we are not talking about, for a Christian or for a believer, we are not talking about ownership. Satan or a demon can never own a Christian. The proper word that we should use for a Christian is that they can be demonized, which means they can be controlled by a demon. And a demon controls and can control a Christian from within. That's why Peter said to Ananias, "Why has Satan filled your heart or controlled your heart?" That's from within. And the word that Peter used in Acts 5:4, "Why has Satan filled?" That Greek word "filled" is exactly the same Greek word that Paul used in Ephesians 5:8, where it says that we are to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So the word "to be filled with the Holy Spirit," filled means to be controlled. Well, if we are controlled by the Holy Spirit, and Ananias was controlled by Satan, even though he was a believer, then it becomes obvious that a believer can be indwelt and can be controlled by a demon, but cannot be owned by a demon or by Satan. Now, that doesn't apply to non-believers. They are owned by Satan. They are the children of Satan, and they can be owned as well as indwelt and controlled. But we come now to a very interesting passage about this idea of a believer not just being harassed by demons, and not just being influenced by demons, but actually being controlled by a demon or demons. And this passage comes out from the Apostle Paul in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 27, where Paul says, "Neither give place to the devil." Talking to Christians in Ephesus, he says, "Don't give place to the devil." Now, in the original Greek language, the Greek word that is translated "do not give place" actually means "do not give a beachhead to the devil." Now, the Greek word is a military term, and it has to do with military gaining an area of control from which they can launch a full-scale military attack. But in this letter, Paul is speaking to Christians in Ephesians 4, and he says to them that they are not to give this place of control, this beachhead, to the devil. It is also in the context of unconfessed sin in their life where Paul brings up this statement of "don't give a beachhead or a place to the devil." So what Paul is indicating, that one of the means of giving the devil a place of control or a beachhead in your life is by means of not confessing your sins to God and having them removed. So let me see if I can make this very clear. The issue is not, can Christians be controlled by demons? For the scriptures clearly indicate that they can. The difference between believers and non-believers is the extent that demons can control. The unbeliever can be totally controlled by a demon, but the believer can never be totally controlled because of the permanent indwelling of the Holy Spirit in the believer's life. So while the unbeliever can be totally controlled by Satan or a demon, the believer can only be partially controlled and never totally controlled. Now we have to ask the question, how is it possible for the Holy Spirit to indwell the same body of a believer with a demon or with Satan? Now that question can be answered by asking another question. How can the Holy Spirit reside in the same body where the human sin nature still resides? If the Holy Spirit is holy, how could He possibly indwell you and me as believers when we still possess a sinful nature? The Holy Spirit, when He indwells you and me at our new birth, does not indwell you and me in our sinful nature, but He indwells us in our new nature that He creates. Because as Christians, we have two natures. We have the old Adamic sin nature, which has been circumcised so that it does not have a legal control over us, but it hasn't been eradicated, and so we have a spiritual warfare inside us between our sinful nature, which is hostile to God, and our new nature, which is sympathetic to God. Now, the Holy Spirit does not indwell the believer in his old sinful nature, but a demon or Satan can indwell the old sinful nature, just as the Holy Spirit can and does indwell the new nature. So the co-residing of the Holy Spirit and a demon spirit in the same person as a Christian ought not to be such a problem for you to reconcile, since you at this moment possess a sinful nature and you possess a new nature in the same one Christian person or body. So the issue is, where does the demon control from, and where does the Holy Spirit control from? Now, I want you to be very clear on that. And the question is, if a Christian comes under the influence of a demon, or if a Christian actually gives a beachhead, which is a place of operation inside enemy territory, when our armies go to war and we're trying to land on the beaches of a certain country, what they are trying to establish is a center of control from which they can launch additional attacks, but a beachhead is always established within enemy territory. So when Paul said, do not give a beachhead to the devil, what is the enemy territory for the devil? Well, it is your humanity. And that's why Paul said, don't give him a beachhead. Well, how do we give him a beachhead? Well, it is through sin. That is, many Christians are giving Satan or demons beachheads in their life today by getting onto these pornographic sites and opening themselves up to all kinds of pornography. They are also opening themselves up by getting involved in all of these clairvoyants and these people who are mediums who are talking about how to contact the dead and talk with those on the other side. We also get into habits, whether it's drugs or alcoholism or substance abuse of any kind. And when we allow that to take control over us, where the Holy Spirit is not controlling our mind, our emotions, and our bodies, we open ourselves up for the devil and his demons to establish a beachhead in our sinful nature. And from there, they can launch more attacks and more attacks and take more and more territory in our life. And yes, it is possible for the Christian preacher to go down in utter defeat to pornography and other forms of addiction. It is possible for the missionary on the field to actually give a beachhead to the devil and lose their effectiveness and their testimony for God. But while they can lose a lot of territory, they can never be owned or totally possessed by a demon or by Satan, because they have been purchased by the blood of Christ, and they are also permanently indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Now that's going to bring us to the next part of this study in the occult and in the demonic world that even involves believers, and that is, what are the symptoms of demon control? How can we recognize when demons are actually in control of a person and even in control of a believer who is manifesting the symptoms that demonstrate that somehow they have given Satan a beachhead in their life? Now, I think what I'm going to do, we have a couple of minutes in our radio time, is not get in to the symptoms of demonic control in this broadcast. And rather, I'd like to talk to you about the number of Christians that I have counseled in my 35 years of teaching who have allowed themselves to come under the control of Satan or a demon in many of these areas. It has cost them. There's no question that these people that I have counseled received the Lord Jesus, truly believed the gospel, and walked with him in a refreshed and cleansed condition. But in the process of their Christian walk with Christ, they opened themselves up to sinful practices and addictions that actually led them downward and downward until they were entrapped in addictions from which they could not, humanly speaking, get themselves out. And not only were those addictions bad, but it led them to even greater, grosser sinful practices and addictions. And in many cases, it cost them their marriages. It cost them their ministries. It cost them their children's relationship. It cost them their careers. And I have seen the terrible devastation that this sort of thing that Paul warned against can have even in the life of those that I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt were fellow believers. So I encourage you to not take this lightly. Well, I see we're about out of time. I'll be back next time to teach you about the symptoms of demonic control.
Thank you, Tom. Well, I hope these programs are helping you to get a better understanding about God's plan for your life. If you'd like a cassette copy of this program, or you'd like information on one of our Bible studies, call us at Truth Seekers Fellowship. The number is 901-685-3385. Outside Memphis, call toll-free 866-685-3385. And you can also contact us through our new website at www.milktomeat.org, where you'll find helpful information, ministry tools, and even audio files of our radio programs. Now make plans to join us again next time right here for The Lay Disciple.